Welcome to CougarCast with Keith Schertz and Tosh McIntosh. CougarCast, covering BYU football and basketball. Email the show, cougarcast@gmail.com, and follow on Twitter at CougarCast. See what the guys have to say on Cougar Board. Find them at 4Mac and CougarCast. Go hard, go fast.
Yo! What's up? My name is Keith Schertz, and I'm here with the 2002 Daily Herald Utah County Name of the Year, Tosh McIntosh. And Tosh, you survived. You were like citizens in Arendelle. We were frozen.
It was a cold game, yeah. And I am here to talk about it, barely.
You made it. And, no, it was one of those things, though. It was like, I've been to games where it snowed. I've been to games where I've been rained on. I've been in really windy games. But the other night, the temperature wasn't even, like, horrible. It was in the 20s or something. But the wind,
yeah,
the wind was the extra. I don't know what it was exactly, but, man, it was cold.
And part of me thinks that if it would have been, like, a better opponent, that I wouldn't have noticed as much. But it was like, I'm here watching us play UNLV, and it is freezing.
13 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Bronco Mendenhall calls a timeout, defensive timeout, and the fans boo him.
Yeah, it's like, let's get this game over
with.
The
fans started booing. They were just like, forget it. We're up by 19, Bronco. Like, what are you doing? It was really funny. And then there was another time where where they challenged a play. And the fans booed Bronco for challenging a play because it was very cold. It was very cold. Also cold, a team that's very cold right now is Savannah State.
That is very true.
Savannah State comes in to Lavelle Edwards Stadium, not just with an 0-11 record, but having lost 20 straight games going into last year.
And they're not even like in our... They're not even in our division. They've been playing lesser opponents and have not won a game.
So I wrote an article on VanquishedFoe.com. You should read it. But in short, Savannah State, unequivocally, is the worst opponent BYU has ever played in its history. Ever.
Yeah, we played Middle Tennessee State. I'm sure everyone remembers that. They lost to them 61-7.
Yeah.
Mid Tennessee State trounced them.
We beat them 27-7. We beat Middle Tennessee State 27-7. So if we're 20 points better than Middle Tennessee State, and Middle Tennessee State is 54 points better than Savannah State, how many points better does that then make BYU over Savannah State?
No, it's going to be a wild game. Savannah State is terrible.
They're really bad, okay? And so we didn't even bother to like look up matchups or look up who their personnel is or whatever. Here's the main thing that you should understand. If you don't believe us at how bad they are, okay, they've been losing this season by an average of 33 points, okay? they have given up at least 3 turnovers in 6 of their 11 previous games. They had a game against Fort Valley State University. That's a Division II team.
They don't. Fort Valley State doesn't even have their logo on ESPN. They don't have an ESPN page. That's how low of a division they are.
ESPN doesn't have an icon for them. They're Division II. Division II is one level below FCS or two levels below FBS, which is where BYU is. The mighty Wildcats of Fort Valley State won 42-28, and they beat Savannah State on Savannah State's home field. In that game, Savannah State, 60 rushing yards on 30 attempts. and 22 for 49 passing for 145 yards with 4 interceptions.
I'll give you a couple other things just to prove this point. They played a team, Georgia Southern. You know, some people have heard of Georgia Southern.
The kings of the Sun Belt.
Georgia Southern beat Savannah State 83-9.
Yeah.
In Savannah State's most recent game, they played a team called North Carolina A&T.
Yeah.
Who, I don't know anyone who's heard of this team.
A&T stands for what? Agriculture and Technology?
Probably.
You want to guess anything else?
AT&T might be like a sponsor or something. but they didn't pay the full money, so they just put part of their name on there.
Accounting and telekinesis. Anyway.
North Carolina A&T beat these guys 34-0 just last week. Like, this is a terrible, sad team that I think Tempview High School would give them a game. That's who's rolling into town.
Maybe so. I don't.
Tempview would score on him,
Snow I think. Snow College beats the crap out of this team.
Yes.
Okay. BYU has played. This will be their 10th matchup with a winless opponent since 1964.
Okay.
BYU actually, strangely, has tied one of those games and then has won soundly the rest of them. So in the previous nine matchups against a winless opponent, BYU is 8-0-1.
Okay.
So
at least we pulled out that tie.
At least we got that 18-18 tie against the 1964 UTEP Miners, who finished the season with two tie games, which I suppose they were still winless, right? But that puts them a notch above all the other winless losers. Here's the thing. Like, they're truly awful, Savannah State, because unlike the previous nine people that have been winless, right, BYU has never played an FCS team that has been unbeaten. And, of course, this game is the last game of the year. So it's two unique circumstances where they're closing out the season against a truly bad team. Now, Tosh, this is just what senior day is, though, now. Since we've been independent, it's been games against Idaho State. It's been games against Idaho. And I just think that that's just the way it is, right? I mean, November games when you're independent.
It's been the biggest struggle for Tom Homo in scheduling is getting anyone decent here in November.
Yeah.
In other news,
don't forget that L.
In other news, though, that we had Missouri is where we're playing them next year, and they're going to be coming here in November in 2020 if that really happens.
But not for senior day, and if that really happens, really matters. But here's the best part of this, Tosh. Because the putrid Savannah State Tigers are coming in, the worst team that BYU football has ever played. The Tigers' mothers wear cowboy boots. It's a little inside joke. The point is they're absolutely horrific. But one thing that provides, and this is why you should go to the game, right? I mean, I'm not going, but this is why you should go.
I'm going.
Yeah. It was cool. I had a bunch of people email me wanting my tickets.
So that's good.
I found a home for them. I just went with whoever contacted me.
And just
first.
So people don't lose their faith in your fanhood, you're not going because you're going to Maui to watch BYU play basketball.
That's correct. So I'll be in Maui on that day, and but I will not be watching BYU TV.
Oh, gosh.
I will be spending the day at the beach or something. But anyway, so the point is, though, is the one thing that this affords us is an opportunity to maybe set some history where you have records that can be broken on this day. So all sorts of crazy things are potentially in play. The most obvious one is the record for most points a team has ever scored.
BYU has ever scored
is 83 points. They did that in 1980. They did that to the UTEP Miners. They won 83-7. What do you think? 84 points? Is it possible?
You know, I'm not counting on it, but I would not be shocked. I think that scoring record is in serious jeopardy this week.
Are you...
That's what it's really exciting me about this game, is I just actually, think it might be historic. It just might be a historic extravaganza in BYU yards and points.
Any special team touchdowns?
Yes. We return a kick.
Kickoff, not punt.
Adam Hine, with his hobbled ankle, will still limp his way to a 100-yard touchdown return.
Any defensive touchdowns?
Yes. Kai Nakua.
Okay.
Picks one, a pick six on top of his quarterback time that he'll get as the fourth-string quarterback.
Here's that hurts. The one I hope happens is I hope Christian Stewart, by the way, has already had he had another 300-yard passing game. So Christian Stewart is in his short time has matched the amount of 300-yard passing games as Taysom. His record, however, isn't as good. But I actually think Christian Stewart might break, or if they wanted to, with Mitch Matthews and Jordan Leslie and the crew, they might be able to pass a single-game passing record, which is held strangely by John Walsh. Like, with all the great quarterbacks that have been through BYU, the passing king in an individual game is John Walsh.
And how awesome would that be if Christian Stewart's name was number one on that list?
So I would love it. So he needs to surpass 619 passing yards. I actually think it's in play.
I think that it's possible if we went after it, but I just think he's out of the game so early, and that conservative BYU coaches, I don't even know if we'll pass in the second half. Hmm. So I think that the rushing craziness is what's it. I see Nate Carter getting just scrounge time and having just multiple 50-yard runs.
How many rushing yards do they go for?
500.
Oh, so less than Texas.
Yes. There's one other thing we can rub into Texas fans.
I think the hardest... maybe this might be one of the hardest records to get at BYU, period. But it's for the most point after touchdowns in a game, most PATs. Right now it's at 10. Matt Payne and Jason Chaffetz share that record. But I think maybe Trevor Sampson can get it. What do you think? 77 points.
That's a lot of touchdowns. But I think it... If we're going go fast, go hard, which the coaches have said, that's all we know, you know. We can't slow it down.
Right.
If they're going go fast, go hard, I think that is totally in play.
All right. So here's the thing I want to ask you then. Will they continue to run it up? Does it come a point where they shut up shop. They say, we feel bad for these guys. They've had a tough year. They want to go home.
Yes, but not in the sense that they'll continue scoring, but I think they'll stop doing pass plays. I mean, Broncos, he's always shown that, even when I think in situations where he should have continued passing. But so we'll run it, but they won't tell the players to stop blocking, or they won't tell the backs that have been waiting all year to play to not run hard. And so we'll continue to run it up, in using that word literally, of running it up.
I like it. How many points will Savannah State score?
You know, I think that this defense has shown that even against weak teams, we'll let them score some. So I think they score 17 points.
Wow. How many turnovers then will the Cougars have? They're not getting the 17. Savannah State's awful, dude. Come on.
Well, I mean, we'll have to watch the game for that. All but right. I think that, yeah, BYU will turn it over. That's been our Achilles heel, even with these great offensive numbers we put up in our big games. We still turn the ball over.
All right, so there it is. So now it's time for 10 for – actually, you know what? Forget it. This team's not worth writing 10 questions for. This week we're going for 2 for Tosh instead. All right, 2 for Tosh. 2 questions for Tosh McIntosh. Folks, these are not opinion. These are facts. Question number 1. Tosh, Taysom Hill had an interview with the media today, and he announced his progress with his health and his intention to return to BYU. Do you believe him?
Yes. Yes, I do believe him. I was actually quite pleased by hit the remarks today. A, that it was getting reported that the injury was a lot more serious than it really was. We had heard that, you know, the word shredded ligaments. He kind of laughed at that. And no shredded ligaments. He had some mild strains in his ligaments and a broken leg. But he plans on being here for spring ball. The reason I really believe him on that he'll be back next year is his specific reason of, I'm for sure coming back because I want to finish school. I graduate in December. I'm coming back next year. Any other talk is just being made up.
Wait a second. He graduates next month or
the following months? December.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I mean, was anyone really worried that he was leaving?
I was. Like, I feel like I was in the minority, but I could give a lot of reasons why I thought it was worth his time to look at the option of leaving, but it doesn't matter what I think. And as a BYU fan, I am stoked he's coming back.
Yeah, no, it's good. He's a good quarterback. He's a big playmaker. The question, I guess the real question is, on Taysom Hill, do you believe that he will stay healthy through the year next year?
He said today that he realizes that he needs to run in a way that will reduce his injuries, and that's one of his goals. We'll see if that really happens.
He didn't realize that after the first time?
That's what he said, but he said that before, right. So I don't think Taysom Hill will always be Taysom Hill, and that's how we need him to play.
No, he's got to play that way.
But he's going to get hurt. So that's the sad. I hate saying that, but I think he probably would get hurt.
Sure, yeah. And I think one of the things that you got to think about is with Taysom is it's not worth. We've seen passing wise and stuff, right? It's not worth it to play him unless you're just going to let him go and be as wild and free with his body the way he is. If you try to limit his amount of running or try to keep him in a pocket and have him throw. Then it's time to just move on, right?
I agree. But here's the silver lining to the whole situation about Taysom and his injury worries. The beginning of the next year is when we play the really good teams. So we'll have a healthy Taysom for that tough run at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Well, we do have Missouri late in the year next year now. But you're right. We do start out real tough. Nebraska is one of those games.
That's the big one. We play Nebraska the first game of the season. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I know that it's stacked on the front end.
It's no big deal. The point is that you're right. It helps to have him early on. But with him getting hurt then, I mean, who are we thinking is going to be the backup? Mangum? Hosek?
Hosek. Yeah, one of those two. Those are the two contenders.
Are we sure that Hosek's going to stay healthy? He plays the same way as Taysom Hill.
Yeah, but I mean, we have two. You know, it takes two fluke injuries.
It takes two, baby.
So here, I do want to answer the beginning of the 2015 schedule is starting at Nebraska, Boise, UCLA, Michigan, UConn. So, I mean, there's some tough opponents in there.
Yeah, no, those Huskies coming into town, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. So there's that question. Number two, what will the Sunday morning headline be following the Savannah State game?
BYU breaks Wilt Chamberlain's record.
Whoa! If they go for 100, or are we referring to the...
Whoever the reporter was didn't realize the difference in sports, and so...
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about his points record, yes. His personal life record. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's good. I hope that none of the players are gunning for Wilt's
personal records. Yeah. But his scoring record is what the reporter will be referencing. BYU goes crazy. The coaches try to hold back, but BYU's scoring at a crazy rate.
It's been a long time since anybody scored 100 points in a football game. You know, on Madden, doesn't it like freeze up once you score like 188? It doesn't keep track anymore.
I don't know.
Anyway. All right. So there it is. They're going after Wilt the Stilt.
Yep.
Yeah. Will they pass? So you think you legitimately think they're going to get to 100?
I think there's a good chance. I mean, that seems crazy, but we're talking 28 points a quarter.
So you don't.
That can happen.
So you don't think? I mean, you already said that they're going to run. So you're just like got all this faith.
Savannah State is terrible, and our guys will be running wild.
So, Algie, Lasique sitting out, Nate Carter, they're going to let go, and then they sit him. You still think the next guy can do it?
We will have, like, you know, one play drives for touchdowns.
How many different players? How many different running backs do you think will score? Lasique is getting one.
Yeah, four.
Four different running backs?
Yes.
Will a quarterback run it?
That's what. And
will a quarterback run it in?
No.
Okay.
Nope. We have passers and hander offers.
Yeah. Okay. That'll work. All right. Now, Tosh, if you can find it, let's figure out a reason to hate the Savannah State Tigers.
So the biggest reason to hate is something that I feel like they are lying about. Here it is. Savannah has dubbed themselves America's first planned city. Reason why is because with its wide streets, its grid system, its public squares. But we all know that is BS. Salt Lake was the first planned city. Yeah. With its wide streets. You can turn a wagon around in right in the middle of Salt Lake streets. We have the planned city in Utah. Savannah's trying to steal our thunder, and that will inspire our players this week to really show them who's boss.
We are the kings of city planning. So your reason to hate them is city planning based.
Yeah, they're overstating their wide streets, and that offends me.
Okay. Hey, listen. If they lose to Savannah State,
we will narrow Salt Lake streets.
There it is. The reason to hate Savannah State is city planning based. All right, and now it's time to find out what Broncos Fireside Talk is. Oh, whoa, I hit the wrong one. Here we go. All right, so I think that Bronco, I don't think they're going to break the records like we're suggesting. Bronco has talked, Fireside Talk, and this has happened. I've hacked into his computer. Ooh. So, yeah, no, this time no source. Okay. I got inspired. I've been watching Sandra Bullock in the web, and I just decided to start digging it.
Well, you just guessed his password as execution, and it worked first time.
Yeah, yes. Or Holly, but with a zero for the O. all right. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy.
That's a good message, and that might be a theme of this weekend. We'll see.
Yeah. I just think that maybe from that, Broncos Fireside Talk may not have that. And he's even giving it at the Mercy Children's Hospital. So I just think that there's a strong chance that they're not going to run it up.
So what's your prediction score-wise this week?
All right. I actually think, for whatever reason, that they're going to I think Savannah State scores once. I think they're going to get 7 points. I just think those guys are toast, man. They don't care anymore. Like, they've lost 20 in a row. It's their last game of the year. They're traveling all the way across the country. Like, they lost all their games that were winnable. Heck, they lost to a Division II team, like a team lower than them. So, pretty handedly, by the way. So, I just think that those guys are toast. So, my final score, 7 points for Savannah State. And I think BYU will just score, like, 63.
All right. So, I know I already threw out the 100 mark, but I'm going to kind of work both angles. But we're close here. I'm going to go a historic score here of 93-17.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, and you'll
there's a field goal in there.
Yes.
Nice.
There's 12 touchdowns, if I'm doing my math right.
Yeah.
And
so an extra point record, unless they let somebody else take extra points for some odd reason.
Yes. Which they might. We might see, as you mentioned before the show, we might see a lot of red shirts lost this game because of everyone getting time.
Bronco's done that before, too.
I know. On senior day.
It's like, we're just going to rip, like, yeah, McCoy Hill, you're the backup. But you know what? Like,
you've sat out the whole year, but get in there and play.
Well, beyond that, though, we're really looking at Mangum and Hosick. Yeah. And so we're just going to burn your eligibility. I think that'll be interesting. Will we see both the freshmen quarterback or all three?
You know, I don't even know, and I haven't even thought about it that much because I don't think – I wish that he would put those guys in and let them pass the ball. But if they do play, it'll just be handing it off.
Well, that's a waste.
But that he's done that in past blowouts before.
If they're only going in to hand it off, like, it's senior day. It's Christian Stewart. And if you're only handing it off, Stewart's not getting hurt.
I mean, Billy Green last year came in that late game and just handed the ball off, you know? And so I wouldn't be surprised. Mm.
I'd like to see Christian Stewart just be allowed to wing it. He's been a BYU guy his whole life. He wanted to play at BYU. He had to sit behind. He was a deep string guy. He's come in, played pretty well. And beyond that, I like it when he throws. It's fun.
And this is probably a game where we're paying them to come, and so we might as well get our money's worth and just let our guys just let Christian just throw the ball around.
Right. That being said, if it's cold again, right, like fans aren't going to want to sit out there and all that. But those senior blankets will never be more appreciated than this Saturday.
Very true.
There it is. So the most that's our final prediction for the game. The most appreciated senior blankets of all time will be on Saturday. On that, what senior will you miss seeing play the most?
Ooh. You know, I this is going to maybe surprise you, but I think probably Jordan Leslie. That I wish. We only saw him 1 year, and we didn't – with the injuries we've had, I feel like, man, I wish we would have had a Jordan Leslie last year. I wish we would have had Jordan Leslie when we had a healthy squad. He's the one that I'm going to think, man, if only we would have had him in a different year.
If he would have been on the opposite side of Cody Hoffman, that would have been good.
Yep. What about you? What senior are you going to miss
most? I'd say Bills. I think Bills has been an excellent excellent safety, and I think that he's been a good BYU player, played hard always, and you always felt like, you know, and he also hit really good, and he was a clean hitter.
Yep.
And I just think that when he was out, I felt like we were hurting.
Our defense is not the same without him. Yeah.
So I'll say Bills. So there it is. So, okay, thank you, seniors, and
let's put up a big score on this weekend.
Thank you for listening to CougarCast. If you enjoyed this show, take the time out to give us a rating on iTunes. Also, look for us on VanquishTheFoe.com. If that isn't enough, you can follow us on Twitter @CougarCast. Enjoy the games, and go Cougars!